Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Confidence levels, a big topic today. What is your confidence level in the Braves right now on our Twitter at 92.9 The Game? Do you think yesterday's Game 1 win was a good sign for the Braves going forward that they struck out 21 times and still won? Or is it a big concern because their bats were so cold? You can weigh in on that. We'll talk more about that as we go forward. I got a lot of questions for the team this morning. Do a little rapid fire on some of the big questions of the day, Hugh. As we get ready for game two here, you had said just to that particular one, it's not one of the questions we're going to ask, but you had said you think that maybe it's a good sign that the Braves were able to win a game like that and prove that they could do it with pitching defense in their bullpen and not rely on their bats.
Yeah, gaining momentum, man. I think it's a momentum thing, and I think that it's a confidence builder to go out and win in that fashion, knowing that, you know, to hang on because hang on sounds kind of bad. Mm-hmm. But to go toe to toe with a pitching staff and a pitcher like that, and to have it where one hit wins the game, I think that's a huge momentum builder. Confidence builder.
Confidence builder here. So confidence level's high for the Atlanta Braves on some parts, and we'll talk more about that again throughout the program here. And you can go to our Twitter at 929 The Game and vote whether or not it was a good sign or a big concern about what happened yesterday. But, hey, listen, they're up one game to none and the best two out of three. And when I say good sign or big concern, we're talking about bigger picture than just this series necessarily here, because best two out of three, they'll send Ian Anderson up the mound against Luis Castillo today in another noon start, another early game. Hopefully it doesn't drag out 4.5 hours, and hopefully the Braves can close them out here at Truist Park. So my question to Hugh and to Oren and to Abe, my first question of the day is, it is a big day today. Who's going to have presuming the Braves hit today, who's going to have the big hitting day for the Braves? Will it be Freddie Freeman? Will it be Ronald Acuna? Will it be Marcell Ozuna, Ozzie or Dansby? You can pick anybody in the lineup. Duvall, who's going to have, if you have to guess here, who's going to have the big hitting day against the Reds today, Hugh?
Ozuna. I was just thinking, let me full disclosure. I was just thinking, like, I know we're doing radio and you ask questions. I was really thinking, I don't give a darn who gets a big winning or big
hitter. Play the game, Hugh. Come on, play the game.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Orr, I was like, I forgot. I got to play the game, though. I got to play the game. I just want to win. But I'm going to say, I'll say Marcell Ozuna, because you know why I say this? And he can't talk to defend himself right now because his mic is down. Because A was doing all that damn crying
his
yesterday.
Mic is on you.
Wait a minute, he can hear me? He can talk back.
Oh, he can talk.
You better slow your roll down if you, Douglas, slow down. This ain't Orn at 9:40 doing a bad impression. You got me loud and clear now, brother.
Hey, you know what? I stand by that impersonation of
my
impression of
Am I the only one that had, like, Abe going, like, Abe shooting texts. Like, he was texting his school girlfriends or something, like, I can't believe this. Marcell Ozuna, da-da-da-da-da. The Braves going to, like, and I'm like, dog, I can't even finish. I'm reading one text, and you know the bubble? Like, the bubble thing that comes across? He's sending a bunch of them. like, yeah, I just want them to win, man. I just want them to win. Bottom line, just win. But I'm gonna go in effort to be, you know, a team player. I'm gonna say Marcell Ozuna.
All right, Orin, who has the big offensive day for the Braves today to carry them in game two?
I'm gonna say Hudson Ozuna. And that, I think that's like the trendy answer to have is Ozuna. So,
oh, I'm trendy now. That's what
trendy
you're saying.
In that regard. Yeah, I'll say Ozuna too. I'll piggyback off of you. Also, whoever's catching today, whether it be Flowers or Darnell, I think one of the catchers is going to have a big day today too. I just think that position's due for something big to happen with it. So one of those guys, whoever's behind the plate today, I think they'll have a big day too.
All right, so we had a big day from the pitchers yesterday, Abe, and, of course, I think a big day defensively, especially from Austin Riley. Who's going to be the offensive star of Game 2 for the Braves?
It might be me going on the attack on our text message chain on Hugh Douglas here in a little bit. I'm going to be all over it. I think this is going to be an Acuna game. I got the big double late, didn't amount to much, but we all know why. But I'm going to go with Acuna. I think that double off of Bauer is a big deal. Gets him going in the right direction. I'm kind of in the realm, it sounds like most of us are. I think it's going to be a big day offensively for a number of guys. I just don't think the offense is going to be held down a second straight game. Castillo is not Trevor Bauer. Got a lot of strikeouts, but he is not Trevor Bauer. Yeah, I'll say Acuna. Acuna's going to go deep at least once.
All right, the Braves let family and employees in yesterday to the ballpark, so there a few hundred people that were in the ballpark yesterday for the game, so it wasn't devoid of people, but there were, 1,000 or more, 1,500 or so outside the ballpark, all jammed together because, you know, we don't want to let them in because, you know, they might socially distance in the ballpark. But anyway, be that as it may, the baseball came out yesterday, Hugh, and said just to reiterate, that they will let fans into Globe Life Field. That's the new ballpark for the Texas Arlington's, Texas Rangers in Arlington. Looks like a Home Depot. 11,500 fans for each game of the American League Championship Series, the National League Championship Series, and the World Series, because remember they're going to be in the bubble there at that stadium. But 11,500 fans per game. So my question, Hugh, is, if Underboss gave you the thumbs up that you could go do the show in Texas, would you go to the World Series if the Braves make the World Series if you got tickets?
Wait a minute. If the Braves – do I have to – you say I have to be in the stadium? I have to be in there?
Yes, you'd have to go into the stadium.
Arlington, just drive to Arlington, Embra?
Listen, I got family in Texas.
Oh, you okay then?
I'm not – I mean, like, do I have to be in the stadium?
Yes.
Can I got to be in the stadium.
Yeah, you got to go.
Have you seen that stadium, by the way? He's not lying. It's a giant, like
– it's a Home Depot.
Like a giant –
and you say it's 11,000
people? It's an outbuilding in your grandpa's 13-acre track. Shed. That was built with. It's just terrible. It's ugly.
Okay, if the Braves made it, I probably had to take one for the team. But I'm bringing some Lysol and some plastic gloves and everything that I could take within reason that would get me past the front gate that they will allow me to take. That's a sanitary or a cleaning product, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Or it's no different than walking into the Walmart to me necessarily, and you can socially distance when you're
it's
in the stadium.
It's different than walking into a Walmart.
Stop. I get it.
Do you know what's funny about this question? John asking questions
that
he knowing damn well he ain't gonna go. John ain't going. Like if you gave John tickets, a free airline ticket, and a room to go watch the Braves play, John ain't going.
In the World Series, I would absolutely go.
No,
yes.
You wouldn't, John.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't, John. You didn't even want to come. You didn't even want to come into work to get the brick fixed. Like, no, that was my bad. That was me.
That was you.
My bad. I projected. I put it on you. That was me. But no, I don't believe it, John. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I would go. Yeah, I would. To the World Series, to see the Braves in the World Series, yes, I would go. I would socially distance when I'm at the ballpark. So, Underboss, if you can score two tickets to the World Series, the Braves. No, but look, I'll even pick up the. I can stay with my mom, the priest. She lives in Dallas, so I don't need a place to stay.
I don't need a car. So good.
I just need two tickets. If you say I can go and do the show from Dallas, you can find a place for me to do the show in Dallas. I'll go do the show in Dallas, and I'll go to the game. But you got to get me two tickets. That's all I'm asking. We'll see if he can do that. He's sitting at home, or he's writing, he's looking at me, he's laughing and rubbing his head, you know, with a towel going, ah, that ain't happening. But would you go, Orin? I know that you obviously have a different take on this because of what you went through, but if you were given the opportunity, would you go?
If everything's paid for, that's tough. I mean, speaking from experience now, and he can attest to this, like, coughing with the mask on, it just has a different feel for me. Like, it just... It's like I'm that dude who's walking around naked and doesn't know that he's naked. And everybody's like, hey, you ain't got no clothes on. Like, what you talking about? I'm good. Oh, snap. I don't have any. Like, it's a different kind of feeling. That being said, like, if I can take all the precautions necessary to get there and I guess I got a 3-month immunity boost right now, too. So, I'd love to go to a World Series, but it would – If I went and watched a game where they got blown out like they did when I watched that Cardinals game last year, I'm going to be mad as hell, man. I'm going to come back mad as hell.
Y'all trying to control – now you're trying to control the situation. Can't control the situation.
Right.
You know, you can't say if they guarantee to win, I'm going to go. No, just to go. Under these circumstances, man, that'd be tough.
Can I have my pie in the sky with this?
No.
Thing, man?
No.
Nope.
Y'all suck.
Abe, are you going?
No, you know what? I don't think so. Why is you already laughing? I ain't even give my reason yet.
It's just the way you say it. You know what? I've thought about this. Nah, I'm cool.
Well, here's the thing. It's not the same feeling being wherever they're going to play. Where's the World Series? In San Diego or somewhere?
Arlington,
wherever
Texas.
It is.
Arlington.
Arlington. I mean, no, I just... I would if it was at Truist Park and there's full of Braves fans there. There's an atmosphere that's not going to exist in a neutral site stadium with minimal fans. It's not going to feel the same. And if it's going to be like that, I may as well just watch it at home.
Aaron has chimed in on my text line, or she said she's kind of like in the same boat you are. You've already passed it. You better take your butt. If you get, you know, it's like a get out of jail free card. You better take your butt to that game.
Is that how you feel?
Here's the thing, though, Hugh. That get out of jail free card, just it don't mean you can do something stupid enough to get thrown back in jail. I mean,
that's, yeah, but I mean, you know, she's a nurse, so she knows. So she's like, you know.
Up to a point, they won't throw you back in jail, but it's like, man, we gotta put you back for that, man.
You know what? Like, I feel like this, man. I've been blessed up until this point not to have any issues. I want to kind of keep that streak going. I feel like, you know, I got a little bit of a streak going. I don't want to take any penitentiary chances. So that's me. That's why I would be a little bit uncomfortable. You know, and that's why, no disrespect to all the parents that kids were out of school yesterday that allowed them to go to the Braves games. No disrespect to you guys, because I don't want anybody on my TL talking about I'm infringing on their personal rights, anything like that. I mean, do what's best for you. Me, I'm not that adventurous. I'm not. I thought I was, but I'm not.
Here's the deal. Hugh's not going because, you know, he's lost 6 pounds and he's afraid of hot dogs, cotton candy,
man,
and,
you know,
yeah, Cracker Jacks.
A little bit of that too, John Frick. Yeah. A lot of that.
Well, can't but and sodas that never end. Do they have endless soda at the outbuilding?
Man, I haven't had a soda in a couple weeks, John. I'm not there yet.
Oh, the Texas Rangers Stadium. Oh, wait till you see it if you've never seen it. Oh my gosh,
it looks.
And get
like,
some good old bar. I get some good old barbecue.
You remember how King of Diamonds looked to you?
Who?
King of Diamonds.
Oh, you talking about the strip club?
Yeah, it looked like a giant King of Diamonds, but they play baseball in it from the outside. It's just like a giant factory. That's what
I don't
it looks
understand
like.
Why you think I would know anything about King of Diamonds.
I'm just asking you, do you know what King of Diamonds
I don't know.
Looks like,
I mean,
you stared at me with a look just now. You yes. Like, why do you think I know what King of Diamonds looks like? Man, I'm just asking you, don't you look like, what it look like, man?
I don't know. I've never.
It's a big old rectangle building.
No,
that's
King of Diamonds is big, so I've been told.
Let's hope the Braves are the King of the Diamonds this year, and that would be a good thing. See how I did that? Yeah, okay. Jason Longshore, let's see how he does next. Live with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99. I never thought I'd hear George Strait on our show. Next on Sports Radio 99, The Game. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99, The Game. Number one headline of the morning, of course, Game 2 this afternoon. At noon at Truist Park, but let's talk a little bit about kind of the broader landscape of Atlanta sports on this October the 1st. Can't believe it's already the month of Halloween. 3 months until we get rid of 20. Oh, boy. New Year's Eve this year, Hugh, is going to be. Jason Longshore is with us. I want to bring him in here, too. Atlanta United analyst. Let me do that first, Hugh. Jason, good morning to you.
Yeah, because you're about to say something crazy, John.
Yeah, I know.
Good morning, guys.
Jason, good morning. How are you doing, man?
I've never looked forward, Jason and Hugh, to New Year's Eve. This year, I mean, I normally just blow it off.
John, I tried to stop you from saying it. Well, now I got to get you. John, what makes you think New Year's Eve is going to be this big old bash? What's going to happen in 3 months that's going to make you feel like everything's going to be all right?
I'm just saying the calendar is going to go from 2020 to 2021.
And guess what? Ain't nothing going to be done changed. And I said, yes, I did say, ain't nothing going to be done changed. I did say that. I said that.
Jason, am I wrong here? Do we just want to get out of this damn thing?
I'm with you. I don't think anything's going to be dramatically different.
John act like we're going to be out there. Who going to New York on New Year's? Raise your hand. Exactly.
Oh,
and Jason, we're on radio, and I just asked everybody to raise their hand. Hey, John, this is going to be the weirdest New Year's that we've ever seen. Like, it is. I mean, let's just, Halloween's going to be different. Everything, ain't nothing about to change, John. It ain't about to change. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk about some soccer and get back to a little bit of reality. Steven Glass and Adam John both said that he thinks this team is real close to clicking. How close do you really feel that this team is getting to getting on a roll?
Yeah, I felt that way for a while. And I think we saw it last Wednesday with the win over Dallas. I think maybe it's easy to say because they didn't follow that up with a win in Chicago. They weren't that close. I actually look at it the other way around. I think Chicago, you had a similar kind of early mistake that you've been trying to eliminate. But Wednesday against Dallas, that win for me showed where this team can be. It's not easy because you're missing right now a lot of your creative players due to injury. You should be getting them back very soon. You're missing Joseph Martinez, which you're not going to get back until 2021. And that makes that margin of error really thin, so mistakes punish you even more. But this team has shown, and especially in that game against Dallas, that they can compete. They can beat good teams. Dallas is a very good team. But the game against Chicago also shows that they can't do it while making mistakes early in matches. They can't overcome that right now.
Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United. DC United, tell me about them this year. Tell me what they're going through and how you see the game this weekend.
You think Atlanta United's had a struggle this year with injuries and poor form and not creating a lot of chances. DC's been even worse this year with that. Injuries have ravaged that team. Paul Areola, their top player, has been out for the season. They are not finding goals right now. They're not creating a lot of chances. Two players that Atlanta United fans will remember fondly, Yamil Assad and Julian Gressel, neither one are having strong seasons this year. DC's been just a team that has really struggled here lately to the point that Stephen Goff of the Washington Post says that the seat that Ben Olsen, their manager, who's been there for a long time and played for the club for a long time before that, so the seat's scalding hot. I don't know how he survives the year the way this has gone. It's not all his fault this year. It hasn't been all his fault because he hasn't always had a ton of talent to work with. But this DC team is not a strong team, and Atlanta has to take advantage of a road match that they can win.
Talking with Jason Longshore as we get ready for Atlanta United and DC United coming up this weekend. You're a guy in Atlanta. And obviously, you know the headline this morning. It's the Braves. I was asking earlier, and I'm just kind of curious, as an Atlanta sports fan, what your opinion is. Was yesterday's win by the Braves, the way it played out, 13 innings, they struck out 21 times. They had to win a pitcher's duel and all that kind of stuff. Everything that isn't really the Atlanta Braves in a lot of ways. Is that a good sign for the playoffs from a team, or is it a big concern that playoffs are different and the Braves' long suit, which is hitting a lot of home runs, is not going to be something that can carry them?
I mean, playoffs are different. I think the Braves have seen that in recent years, where what's worked for them in the regular season has not worked in the postseason. But the difference this time around is they found a way to win. And that's what the playoffs are all about, because you have to find a way to get that W. And they did yesterday. So I'm looking at it as a positive. that they found a way to get that win and get the series advantage. But it is different in the postseason. There's just no way around it. It's you're not going to, you know, be this team that looks like a cartoon on the scoreboard with all the home runs. It just dries up in the postseason. So you've got to find other ways to win. Yesterday they did.
So I'm curious. You know, you being an analyst for Major League Soccer and all, I know it's different, but you're still an analyst. So when you watch a game like the one that the Braves had yesterday, how are you watching it? Are you watching it as an emotional fan, or are you watching for the momentum swings or different things that are happening in the game? How was Jason Longshore watching that game yesterday?
See, being from Atlanta and, I mean, going to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium and as a kid and growing up with a Glenn Hubbard glove, I'm looking at it as a fan. But I try to take that step back. And I'm glad you mentioned momentum swings. That's something that I always look for in any sport. It's hard to find sometimes. And I think in baseball, maybe it's a little bit harder to find.
Mm-hmm.
But those momentum swings, especially when you get to this time of the year, are critical, and that's what I'm always looking for in any sport.
Yeah, it is. You know, you're right, guys. I mean, you played in the playoffs. It is different.
It's different. Yeah. And with that being said, John, that's why I always respect the perspective of the fan. And you know, I know I give Abe a hard time and everybody else, and they're emotional about it. They're emotional about it, but I understand it. But you have to understand as a former player. It's the same for us. We just have to kind of keep that in check and kind of ride the wave. You know what I mean? You know, just like I gave an example yesterday about, you know, Marcell Ozuna, the sack fly or the non-sack fly. Dude, or when you talked about how guys were getting fanned. Dude, the momentum and the butterflies, it's the same for the players. You just have to ride that wave and kind of work your way through that. It's not like somebody's going out there trying to, you know, purposely, you know, screw up. But, yeah. It's just a different vibe.
By the way, Jason, I have big respect for the Glenn Hubbard glove. Did you have a Rufino Linares bat or a Pascual Perez chain?
I didn't. I did not have those. I played third base, and I got the Hubbard glove because I couldn't get the Dale Murphy glove. I had the Dale Murphy poster on the wall. Played for the Braves my 1 year of Little League. I was good in the field. I couldn't hit, though. I was not much of a hitter, but I was pretty good with that glove.
See, you know, like I say, I respect that. All right, final thing about let's go back to Atlanta United for a second. What is your expectation now? You think, just broadly, you think that they're ready to make a run at the playoffs?
I think they have the potential to. They got to get guys healthy, and having a normal week this week is a huge, huge help with
who's going to be back, by the way,
with Jurgen Dom day to day, with so many critical players going forward day to day. You want to get Marcelino Moreno into this group as quickly as you can. Hopefully he'll be able to become part of the group fast. His fitness level should be good coming in because he's been training with Lanús for over a month. But how quick is he going to feel sharp on the field? Those are the things we don't know. You get all those people back, and you start to eliminate some of these mistakes, which you did against Dallas, you didn't against Chicago. Yeah, this team can get into the postseason. And you want to be playing your best soccer at the end of this month to be able to go on a postseason run.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it, Jason. You know, it's not on you, I understand that, but we look for you to, you know, kind of give us the insight here. So, keep us up to speed here, and hopefully we can get things rolling. And maybe yesterday was a kickstart to rolling in the right direction, which is what we all need. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, which we will stay on, that WadeFord.com hotline next, for Chad Millman, who is our 90 to the game on this October the 1st. Chad Millman, our action guy. Guy knows more about betting lines than anybody I know. Action Network, sponsored by the Action Network. If you're looking for an edge right now in this football season, download the free app for Action Network in the App Store. You can go to actionnetwork.com. But the app is free in the App Store for Action Network. Live odds, expert analysis, every game. I can't tell you how much I love the Action Network, and kind of going through it, I'm getting ready to start to a point where I feel comfortable kind of wagering. I tend to wait a little bit because I want to get a line. I don't want to jump in first couple of weeks. I want really kind of things to settle down a little bit. Maybe I'm unique in that. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing out on some opportunities to score big. Chad joins us, though, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Chad.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Let's just jump right into it, Chad. Falcons, Packers. No matter where you look, in some places, it's just a touchdown spread. Are you surprised that it's not bigger at this point?
I'm surprised it's not bigger. Like, the game opened at 5. The Falcons, look, I'm a broken record on the Falcons on this show every week.
Yes, you are.
And they proved it again this past weekend against the Bears, who I had as 3-point underdogs. And as a Chicago fan and as a bettor that day, I felt really good. But the Packers are one of those teams, like, they're a public team, right? And so when we talk about public teams, we are talking about teams that no matter what the line is going to be, they're going to get support from the broad majority of the public because they're a very popular team. The Packers, the Steelers, the Patriots, the Bears, the Cowboys, those are the teams that tend to get support from the public no matter what. And so the Packers, now all of a sudden they're 3-0. They've looked really good. You know, if you could argue in their first two games against the Lions and the Vikings, they did what they're supposed to do against teams that aren't very good. But what they did this past week was really impressive, right? And so the Falcons, meanwhile, are doing what they always do, which is blow huge leads and choke in the most unbelievably historic ways. So the fact this line has only moved 2 is what's shocking to me.
You know, that hurt a little bit, Chad, but I'm going to let it go. I mean, we're in Atlanta, but, I mean, no lies have been told, but that hit home a little bit, hit home.
What's the over?
I apologize. I can't help what happens on the field, man. All I can do is try to fade the Falcons as often as I can and try to make a little money off it. And, Hugh, I suggest you do the same thing. I know John is getting ready to weigh in. He's practically a professional. Like, I know as much as he loves the Falcons, he knows what's good for his pocketbook.
So basically, you tell me, so really, Chad, that's what we're doing? He's like, hey, you might as well get in on some of this action because it's good.
You know what it is? It's called an emotional hedge. And, like, it's a very common thing in betting, right? So, And I do this with the Bears all the time. Like, if I think the Bears are going to lose a game, I might as well bet against the Bears because that way, if I'm going to be emotionally damaged at the end of the day,
you might as well put some money in your pocket.
I might as well profit it a little bit.
Wow. I actually did that once on a Nebraska game when I went down to I went all the way down to the Orange Bowl when they beat Miami for the title in 94 in the Orange Bowl.
We've got two.
I bet $500 on Miami. Just say, look, at least I'm going to make some money if they're going to let me down, you know?
That's exactly what happened, right?
And, of course, Nebraska won. I lost $500. It was the best $500 loss I ever took in my entire life.
Yeah.
Chad, what's the total on the Falcons game this week?
Let me check. I had it up on my screen and my computer just logged out here. So hold on one sec. Let me sneak up to the top. I apologize. The total is...
That's crazy.
Sorry. Now I got to scroll back down.
We're talking about the total points scored in the game.
Yeah.
Yep, total points scored in the game. I apologize. I'm going a little slow here this morning. We have it at 57.5 right now.
So how do you like that play? I mean, this is a way you could play the Falcons and not bet against the Falcons is to play the total.
Are you enabling me? Are you trying to enable me, John? Is that what you're doing too?
Like, well, I mean, is the game going to go, is it going to be 30-28 is what they're saying, or more in terms of the total here? That I would imagine the Falcons have gone over every week this year, I think.
So you instead of me, I asked you a yes or no question, you're going to explain it to me? Thanks a lot, John. You're being an enabler right now. Now John's being an enabler. This is what we're left at. Like, hey, if you're going to be in pain, you might as well make some money off of
right,
it. That's what we're doing
what
now.
I'm thinking.
Okay, I see. How much is that
I
now?
I feel like the number actually, I'm looking at it, the number opened at 57.5. In some places, it's 57. So it moved down a little bit. My sense is that it will continue to move down. And if you end up being able to get this over 56, I might be inclined to take it. Like, there's been no indication that either team has a defense that is going to stop anybody. And the truth is, the Packers are probably going to get out to a big lead. And then the Falcons are going to do what the Falcons always do, which is when they're down 50-0, find a way to make it a 50-46 game. And Matt Ryan will throw for 500 yards and Calvin Ridley will be the fantasy superstar. And it'll look like they had a decent day when they were as pathetic as they always are. And so I think the total playing the over might be the right way.
It's way too much reality right now for me, Chad. It's just you just hit me with too much reality.
I am a cold shower on a Thursday morning in the fall. That's all I can do.
Georgia and Auburn, national game, 7:30 Saturday night, ESPN. Before you tell me the line, because I actually haven't looked at the lines yet this week, believe it or not. Before you tell me the line, I'm going to guess that it's like 4.5. But before you tell me the line, I got to tell you, I'm rolling with Georgia in this game. So how do you like this game? What is the line and how do you like it?
So, yeah, the line is 6.5 right now. It moved down. It opened at 7 and moved down to 6.5. So the wise guys, whatever the wise guys are doing, like it's not – there's not a ton of money coming on it. I will say it's the most bet game we have in the app. You know, in the Action Network app, and you were so kind to mention it off the top, John, like you can track where the money is going, and that usually is an indication of what professional bettors are doing. And you can track how many bets are coming in on the game and then how many bets are on each side. And that's usually an indication of where sort of more amateur, less professional bettors are betting. Right now, this game has the most bets of any game that's being played in the SEC. Not surprising. You mentioned it's a marquee game. It's two top 10 teams. It's 7:30 that night. Both the money and the bets are coming in on Auburn. To me, like, I think it's a little early to get a true indication, like, is that a trend? Is that just the people who wanted to bet early? It's hard to say at this point, but it's not incredibly surprising. Like, UGA still has some challenges at quarterback, and there's been some questions about what's going to happen. And, you know, in the first game, they made a quarterback change. And so, like, with Auburn, at least you know what you're getting. And Bo Nix has been a guy who, for better or for worse, he's going into his second year there, and he looked really good in that first game. So I think there's just it's a little bit more of a known entity. It's not so much about we think Auburn is that much better.
All right, I got 90 seconds. Hugh picked the Bears into the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year.
Now you want to put you were picking on me, John?
No, they're 3-0. Hugh, I'm asking the Bears fan here who's joining us from Chicago whether or not people in Chicago are buying into that.
People in Chicago will buy into anything because we're stupid, and so I, as Hugh did, bought the Bears not only to win the division at like 4-1, but I also bought them to win the Super Bowl at 40-1. So I think that, look, anything is possible right now. The Packers are 3-0. The Bears are 3-0. The NFC, I think, is entirely up for grabs. The NFC East, it's going to be a 7 or 9 team that might make the playoffs. The NFC West, the Seahawks are clearly a class, but they have a dreadful, dreadful, dreadful defense. And they are a Russell Wilson one bad play away from losing every single game. And so the 49ers, you know, half the team is injured. The Rams are up and down. Like, I think they're in the NFC South. Like, the Saints are the class of that division, but, like, they're not playing great. The Bucs have been inconsistent. Like, it's kind of in the NFC, it's anybody's chance. And you get to the Super Bowl, you got a chance to win it.
See you. You got a chance, 40-1. Hugh, that would have been.
Why y'all trying to get? Why y'all trying to get me to bet?
I thought that was a great bet, Hugh. You did a really good job. I think you're going to walk away with big, big money.
You know what? See? Y'all got me over here thinking too. I mean, like you say, if I'm gonna be miserable, I might as well be miserable with some money in my pocket. Might as well.
I agree. That's how I live my life.
Yep. Listen, when Nebraska plays Ohio State in the opening game, Ohio State would be favored by like 30 or something like that. I'm going to bet on Ohio State. What the hell? Got nothing to lose.
You absolutely should. It's the right thing to do.
I mean, yeah, I know. I'm a Nebraska fan, and I'm going to bet on Ohio State. You know, because I'll pay to see Nebraska keep the game close. I'll go, oh, okay.
I feel like I don't hear people talking about being Nebraska fans that much anymore.
Oh, well, we got two here. We got two here, and they're the only two that I know.
We got four at the station.
Who are the four?
McKenna, Steve Wilson, Underboss, and me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah, four.
At a whole station with like a bunch
in
of people.
In Atlanta. Okay, this ain't Omaha, right? Just saying. thanks. I do appreciate it very much, Chad, as always.
All right, fellas. Take care. Go
Have
there.
A good one.
All righty, Chad Millman, Action Network, Action Network
free. He hit us with a Go Bear. He hit us with a Go Bears.
Dude, he got him at 40-1. You put $250 down on the Bears at that number, you would have had $10,000 if they won the World Super Bowl.
Man, I'm not betting. I'm not betting on the Bears. I'm not doing that. and I'm not betting against the Falcons.
It's a touchdown. Falcons, about a touchdown favorite to what Georgia said. 6.5 over Auburn. Falcons, 7-point underdogs at Green Bay. Over-under is what, 57? 56.5? That is going to be a lot of points scored on Lambeau Field on Monday night. We'll be talking more about that. Coming up, Will Carroll in the next hour, our injury expert, on the very latest about Julio Jones, Russell Gage, and the Falcons, where they stand going into that game, and more as we continue with John and you on Sports Radio 90, each on the game, and, of course, worldwide at radio.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.